There is a logical deduction that leads to an understanding of emptiness. Does karma also have a logical proof? Yeah. The logic in Buddhism, they say that there are three levels of reality. There's obvious reality, there's hidden reality, and there's deeply hidden reality. Obvious reality is obvious. No, it's, you know, it's the reality around us, it's the world of appearances, it's obvious. Yeah. Hidden reality is the emptiness of things. The emptiness of things is a little bit hidden from us. That's why we have to work at understanding it. That's why we have to study it and reason about it and then eventually why we have to try to see it directly, because ordinarily it's a little hidden from us. And then they say the workings of karma are deeply hidden. The workings of karma are deeply hidden. The subtle workings of karma are known only to an enlightened being, according to the Buddhist texts, are the subtle workings. So what does that mean? That means, why do I have the karma to see the carpet in this room as red? See, what karma was that that brought me the experience of teaching and being in a room that had this red carpet in it? And the answer to that for everyone who's not a Buddha is, who the hell knows? Who knows? ¿Quién sabe in Spanish? ¿Quién sabe? you know, who can tell? And so, at best, all we can do is get a rough idea of karma. Until we're an enlightened being, we can only get a rough idea. Oh, we can also just listen to the enlightened beings and what they've said about karma. But if you want to try to get a logical proof for karma, it's a little difficult. So you have to use sort of go to metaphors, like, you know, if you plant a seed and you give the seed water and sunlight and probably a lot of manure, then the seed will ripen. You see? What you plant will ripen into an effect. Yeah, cause and effect. So karma's like that. It's like a seed that you're planting that will, you know, that over time, if you keep it nurtured, then it will come about. And the effect must resemble the cause, because that's kind of how the world works. You don't get a watermelon from an orange seed, from a seed from an orange. Yeah. So the cause, the effect, must resemble the cause. So, you know, on this kind of metaphorical basis, on this kind of comparative basis, you can sort of reason a little bit about how karma works. But basically, you know, if we understood how karma works, we wouldn't be in trouble. If it weren't deeply hidden, you know, we'd be enlightened within about 4 hours, probably. You see, we just, you know, we would get it. The big problem in karma is that there's a gap between cause and effect. You see, if the gap weren't so big, sometimes the gap gets smaller, but it's not instantaneous. There's no instantaneous result from a cause. If there were, we'd be, you know, again, we'd be, you know, out of suffering very, very quickly. So the, you know, example I always use is, you know, if we saw a bug crawling on the table here and killed it, and immediately our arm broke, how many more bugs would you kill? You know, like, no, maybe one more. You go, like, how did that happen? You know, okay. And that would be the last bug that you ever killed, because you would see, you know, this is disadvantageous to me. But there's a gap. There's a gap between cause and effect. So then we get all confused. We kill the bug and nothing happens. You say, whatever, you know. Right? So I got away with it. You know, karma's like, you know, when it's convenient. Karma is what I can believe in when it's convenient. But right now I got this nasty bug, and so I just kill. And see, nothing happened. And then, you know, 6 months go by, 5 years go by, 20 years go by. And, you know, then you lose your health. Or you know, get into some kind of major physical accident or something like that. And you go, how could this have happened to me? Right? So there always is a cause, but sometimes the cause is... is in the past, you know, is in the far past even, can be in even in the far past. So that's the thing about karma. It's tricky. You have to, you know, so if you want to try to get a kind of a faith, because I think it is kind of faith about karma, you have to consider the alternatives. So what are the alternatives? My teacher long ago told me there are three possible logical worldviews. Three possible logical ways of explaining why things happen. And, you know, when I first heard this, I was a big shot professor and everything. I thought, okay, I'll probably think of at least a couple more. 5, 7 maybe. And I'm still working on it. There's only three. There's a whole bunch of illogical ones, but there's only three really airtight logical ones. So just rehearse them. Number one, everything is caused. Everything is caused. Everything is karma. Everything's coming from karma. That explains things. Although it's not always apparent. It's not always apparent. Number two, so because it's not always apparent, we go, well, maybe it's not the case. Maybe karma isn't the case. So what alternatives are there? Explanatory alternatives. Number two, explanatory alternative. There's no reason for anything. Everything's just random. See? Nothing happens for any reason. So either everything happens for a reason, or nothing happens for any reason. You see what I mean? Everything's just random. And the illogical one that doesn't even count on the three is some incoherent mixing of those two, where sometimes things are caused and sometimes they're random. It's either 100% or zero. For it to be logical, you see, for it to be coherent, it has to be explained all the time, 100%. 100% things are caused, 100% things are random. How's the second one sound as a possibility? Better than the first one? If things are just random, you can forget, what are you doing here? Why are you trying to be a better person? Why are you trying to learn anything? See, things are just random. Anything could happen for any reason at all, for no reason. Anything could happen for no reason. There's no rhyme or reason to anything. See, you try to be a better person. Well, whether or not that works out for you or not is completely random. Who knows? Number three. This is only three now. Number three. God is micromanaging everything. God is micromanaging everything. Everything is in God's hands. So, and that means everything, not just some things. Everything, 100% or zero. So it means it's God's will. Sometimes people say God's will. It's God's will that I raise my arm right now. God's will. God's will. Not my will. God's will. God's making me blink. See? No. Right? God's making me go to the bar and drink. See? God's making me shoot up heroin. See? Complete lack of responsibility, personal responsibility. If you say it's all God's will, then that takes your responsibility your responsibility and freedom right out of the equation. So does number two, by the way. If things are just random, then you're not responsible either, and you have no power. You are completely disempowered if everything's just random. You are also completely disempowered if everything is God's will. Yeah? Not even believing Christians and Muslims and other theists believe that everything is God's will. Thinking ones don't really believe that at all, because then there's no free will at all, you see. There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do to improve your lot. No responsibility at all. No personal responsibility at all. So pick your poison. Which one you like better. And then stick to it. So that's another way to reason to karma. That's another way to kind of inferentially reason to karma. That if things are not just random, and if things aren't just God's will, then they must be caused. They must be caused by me, see, not by God. See, if they were caused by God, then it's God's will. And if there were no cause for them, it'd be all random. So the cause has to be coming from me. That's really the only sensible worldview when it comes to a person who's interested in improving themselves. It's the only worldview that makes it possible for us to improve ourselves. So then we have the number four. So those are the three logical ones. And then we have the fourth one, which is this complete mishmash between the other three. So sometimes we believe in karma, sometimes we just think things are random, and sometimes if we have some belief in a divine being, we think everything's in God's will. And we just mix and match them according to the convenience. According to convenience. So I'll show you how this works, okay? We become big fans of karma when good things happen to us. See, then all of a sudden, oh yes, I created the causes for this. I was a kind person, a nice person, and now people are being nice to me. Karma. What goes around comes around. And we start spouting off about karma. Or when bad things happen to people we don't like. Then it's like, oh, karma. This is karma. Justice. Yeah, they created the causes and now they're paying the price. Yeah. So when don't we want to believe in karma? Just reverse it. When bad things happen to us, immediately, all of a sudden, we revert to worldview number two, where things just happen for no reason. How could this have happened? It's so random. Right? Or, conversely, when good things happen to people we don't like. Yeah. They're so rotten. They're so awful. How could their kids get into college? How could this have happened? Yeah? It's just all random, I guess. So there's sometimes when it's random and sometimes when it's not, I guess. See, that can't be that way. You don't just walk in and out of karma-free zones. See, it's either 100% or zero. So those, that's when we believe in randomness and that's when we believe in karma. When do we believe in God's will? Well, like I said, if you have any kind of like background or, sort of a vague belief that there's, there's God or some kind of God, it's like when we get into big, big jams, when we're in a big problem. Like, for example, maybe you're on an airplane at, 35, 40,000 feet and the captain comes on and says, the plane doesn't work anymore. We're going to have to, have a crash landing. And then all of a sudden it's, dear God in heaven, you see. I know we haven't been in touch lately. but I'm in a bit of a pickle here. And, I need you to micromanage the world, my life, and me for me personally. I need you to, suspend the laws of gravity for a bit. And, help me, what? And then if it does happen, because of karma, that the plane manages to to land and you get out safely, then immediately it's just like, well, where's my luggage? On with your life. Yeah, I don't want God around. Now I got to get. I don't want God following me around everywhere. Come on, it's reasonable. I got a life to lead to. Yeah, that's us.